Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. The venture starting life 4 years ago as Vuit, that's V-U-I-T, is now the venture known as Veeam, V-E-A-M. Name aside, this enterprise from ThinkBack remains a national showcase for local news, sports, and cultural programming among television stations. ThinkBack Chief Executive Jack Perry joins me next. Almost 3 years into its existence, Great American Family is finally making scripted television series. First debut, County Rescue, a saga of first responders facing professional and personal challenges head-on. We'll respond to creator Brian Barg and co-star Brett Barbel next half hour. Also on deck, a Disney board member tells All Live about Ultimate Mega ESPN, All Three Media's new owner, our classic trivia question, a BET Plus movie to know, and does Xbox really know what time it is? That's the takeaway of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, speaker and TuneIn Radio, and was on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network and 44 other great podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Our opening hour is brought to you today by online grocery Sun and Swell. It offers a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. 42 degrees atop the hour on a Friday afternoon here in the Big Apple. Wherever you are, we welcome you. The promo about TV's current and future. I have some wonderful guests in store for you over the next 90 minutes, and we want you to be part of the program. It's so simple. You just interact with your guests by using your phone, and when you do, you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. And you can also be involved with our chat room. SimonApple04 is the name of the room. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Jack Perry from ThinkBack will tell us all about Veeam near Lake Superior in Wisconsin. He's on after these news notes. A Walt Disney board member offered more clarity this morning about getting a mega ESPN service offered via smart TV sets and devices launched the second half of 2025. Carolyn Everson, appearing live on CNBC's Squawk on the Street, labeled the developing service ESPN Flagship, giving viewers a variety of interactive features from requesting stats and video highlights to ordering displayed merchandise, playing video games, and betting on event outcomes. Disney is expected to offer greater details on ESPN Flagship and its Sports Channel bundle joint enterprise with Fox and Warner Bros. Discovery in public later this spring. Redbird IMI, the media organization co-founded and managed by former CNN chief Jeff Zucker, will take over production company All Three Media for $1.45 billion. That's what content owners and current owners, Warner Bros. Discovery and Liberty Global, will split under the deal. When the agreement goes final, Zucker will chair All Three Media's board of directors. Jane Turn will remain All Three's chief executive. Other ventures with Redbird IMI investment include Media Res, Ever Wonder, and Front Office Sports. By the way, All Three Media does both scripted and unscripted programming among their properties, Squid Game, The Challenge, on Netflix. Now, quickies. The CW is exploring a second season of combo police caper drama, Our Wild Cards, whose executive producer creator was on this program last month, while developing a Sunday morning program from parent Nexstar subsidiary, The Hill. Paramount Plus will go forward with serial killer drama series Happy Face, with Dennis Quaid as the title character. Filming will start in Vancouver this spring, with episodes premiering next year. A trio of filmmakers, including Oscar nominee Richard Linklater, are involved with God Save Texas, a three-part HBO special running February 27th and 28th. The new Women's Gold Cup soccer competition will appear on ESPN Plus and ESPN Deportes from tomorrow to March 10th. The USA Women's Cup squad, World Cup squad, will be among the eight participating. Long-awaited two-night A&E documentary James Brown, Say It Loud, comes on Monday night. Some 7.8 million people watched the final season debut of Young Sheldon last night on CBS. And a number of Fox broadcast affiliates will present a spring preview special over the next 3 weeks. Ken Jeong and Joel McHale co-host the overview of new and returning Fox series. And that is news notes for today. Our first guest was on this program 4 years ago when they were putting together, his company ThinkBack, I should say, put together a very interesting project known as Vuit, V-U-I-T. The idea, give a national platform for local content from television stations, whether local news, public affairs, sports programming, documentaries, etc. Well, now that service is expanding under the title of Zeam, Z-E-A-M. And joining us live in an internet radio exclusive from Wisconsin near Lake Superior is the president and chief executive officer of ThinkBack, the parent company of Zeam, Jack Penny. Jack, welcome back. Great to have you.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back. Glad to talk to you, Simon.
And tell us where you're calling from in Wisconsin. Sounds like a very unique area.
show. I'm in the North Woods of Wisconsin and a town called Lac du Flambeau, which is, you know, if you look up there where Lake Superior is at, we're, you know, maybe 30 miles south of that.
So View It was on for about 4 years. Now you've become Zeem. Why these, what do you call it, a switchover, an expansion? How do you term this?
So we launched View It 4 years ago, and then we sat back and kind of watched how it grew organically, and it was doing really, really well. But we never invested a dime in promoting it, and it grew to several hundred thousand unique monthly users that use the site 30 times a month, 30 minutes each time. And so about a year ago, Great Television, who's one of our lead investors, Paramount, of course, is an investor in the company. You know, we sat back, looked at those numbers and said, you know, we think we have something here. And rather than, you know, a tech guy like myself putting a brand out there like View It, we realized, hey, we need to put a big brand around this. So we retained the agency known as, actually called Known, to put together a big-time national brand. And so that's what you have today with the launching of Zeem, as we really put a lot of thought into a brand name that would resonate with viewers and would be a verb. And so Zeem It, that's where we are today.
How much content does Zeem have, and how many TV stations are involved in bringing it to people?
So we have about 300 stations already on the platform today, and our unique competitive advantage is that we, at our heart, are a tech company. We power live for about 900 local TV affiliates across the U.S., and we send those, you know, we just finished the Super Bowl. It was our largest streamed event in the history of our tech platform, and so we pulled up all 208 local CBS affiliates. We handed them off to Paramount Plus and Hulu and Fubo, and I mean that's what we do really, really well is live local streaming. And so we decided, well, why don't we launch a product, you know, that's focused entirely on hyperlocal content, and why don't we do it for ourselves? So we literally are becoming, with Zeem, becoming our own customer or customer of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of content do the stations provide? And I understand that the service is available nationally. So before we get into the content,
it is.
Go back. I'm sorry, Jack, go back a second. What smart TV sets, what smart TV devices, what multi-channel bundles are playing the service to people?
So Zeem is available as a standalone app. It's, you know, any app store that you would want to go to, it's there. Shortly, the Roku version of it will launch. So anywhere you would find your traditional apps, like, you know, Netflix or what have you, Zeem will be there. And, in fact, that's kind of our aim, is to be the perfect complement to binge, to bring that hyperlocal content you can't get on a Netflix into the fray.
And is it free to every to people who use it, or is there a monthly subscription charge?
No, it's always local, always free. And look, we can, if we spend any amount of time watching anything over the top or streaming wise, we're gonna, you know, there are advertisers who are out there saying, hey, I'll pay for that person to watch whatever it is they want to watch. So we're always local, always free, and I don't anticipate ever changing from that.
Mm-hmm. You're hearing Jack Perry. He is the chief executive of ThinkBack, the folks behind Zeem, Z-E-A-M. It is the new smart TV device, multi-channel bundle distributed service that highlights local programming from all over the country, 300-plus stations, including stations like the Gray Station, CBS, News Pressing Gazette, Hearst, Morgan Murphy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Jack joins us live. It's the second time on the program. He joins us this time from wonderful Wisconsin near Lake Superior this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. And wherever you are, we thank you for joining us. Simon Abbott with you live from New York, 42 degrees, top of the hour. Let's hear you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Two episodes coming your way next week, and because it's President's Day, we won't be with you at our usual time Monday, so you have a wonderful extended holiday weekend. We will be with you next Tuesday and Friday. And coming your way next Tuesday, we'll showcase a brand new network aimed at the gay, lesbian, and transgender community. It's called the Advocate Channel, and we will meet Joy. and chief executive of the company overseeing the venture, Infinity Partnerships. That's George Mani from Infinity Partnerships and the Advocate Channel, which premiered earlier this week on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. That's coming your way Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Jack, give us an overview of the kind of content that people can watch that local stations are going to produce for Zine.
Sure. Yeah, happy to. We call it going beyond broadcast, and what that means is simply we're working together with our local station partners to help them create more content at a hyper-local level, the stuff that you don't see in their traditional broadcasts, and that could be anything from, you know, a dirt track race in Cadillac, Michigan, to a, you know, a balloon festival, to concerts, to live shots at a, we've even done a live shot at a shopping pavilion where we just put a camera in, you know, where there was a festival in a downtown, small town of Marion, Iowa. You know, we just set cameras up and we help our broadcasters, you know, cover their communities better. So it really is going to depend on the local broadcaster, what it is they're doing. But so far it's focused on, you know, sporting events you might not necessarily see, high school sports in particular. So a lot of football, a lot of volleyball. We're just giving our broadcasters a platform to cover their communities better and more in depth.
Given the situation that regional sports networks are having, where some of them are in danger of going belly up, we know the number of broadcast stations, station groups are now talking to Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, NBA, about getting local packages. If they are successful, will those sports packages or those sports games will be presented on Zine?
It's certainly possible that that could happen. And one of the reasons that I think it could happen is, look, if you're going to bring a big-time league to streaming or move it somewhere else from where it's currently being streamed, you're going to need a platform that works, that can scale. I mean, we've all heard the nightmares of, you know, big events that were promoted, you know, a comedy special here or there, and you know, a certain number of users got there, and it crashed. Live is very, very hard. Our tech powers 25 million hours of live local content every year, and we take that content from the local level and we hand it off, you know, to the Hulus and the Fubos and the Paramount Pluses. So since it's entirely conceivable on the business side, I'm not involved with that. But on the tech side, I'm standing here with Zine, a consumer play, a very friendly direct-to-consumer play, saying, you know what, if that content you want to bring it into our ecosystem, we're ready for it, and we just handled the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to news programming, do the stations fly more than just newscasts? For example, let's say if they have a local news channel, as CBS does here in New York, WCBS-TV does here in New York with CBS News New York. Does that go on the channel? Or, for example, if they have a reporter stationed at a particular incident or doing an ongoing story that breaks that morning, that afternoon, that evening, are you able to, let's say, have that person keep filing reports, keep filing updates beyond the local newscast?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, we were wall-to-wall the other day for the Chiefs' victory parade, and then we continued, tragically, you know, we continued with the, as that went from a celebration to a horrific event, we stayed straight to streaming with that programming that was happening in the Kansas City area. And so, yeah, it's a mix of being able to continually do live updates or, you know, covering what's happening in your community, even though it's not going out over the air. We have a tool set, Simon, that's called Media Mogul. And Media Mogul is the tool set that a local broadcaster can use to create an unlimited number of channels, whether it's for on-demand content, or they want to go straight to live. Media Mogul gets them there. And Media Mogul is a Zine property that we built.
Mm-hmm. In terms of advertising, do you sell national ads for these for the programming, or do the local stations do it? How does that work out?
So we built about 3 years ago, we built a technology, an ad technology platform called AdSync. and AdSync today, well, it went from zero back when we built it to now it's approaching 6 billion avails per year that we're providing into the streams to help our content providers monetize. And what the way I look at the world is, look, I've got 900 stations on my platform. I have 300 to date that are a part of Zeem. The other 600, we are quickly calling all of them saying, hey, we want you to be a Zeemer too. And so one way to look at what we do is by embracing the local stations, they all have an existing sales force out there that are trying to explain to the large and smaller advertisers in their community what streaming means to them. So when we built our AdSync ad serving technology, we built it in such a way that the first look that it gives is to the local sale. And we look into that and say, okay, does this local station have an avail for this particular viewer, regardless of what they're watching? And if there hasn't been a local avail sold, then we work with, I think, 80-some-odd advertising groups that bring in, and they essentially do a jump ball to see who has the highest paying ad to be shown at that moment. And so, yeah, we look local first because that's going to be higher paying. And if we can't fill local, then we backfill programmatically through our AdSync platform.
Mm-hmm. Now, in addition, something new has just been added to this project, which is a new production studio here in New York. What's the studio all about, and what kind of content is going to come out of it?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. We're coming down to ground level on 6th Avenue and in the Residence Inn Times Square. We're amped about it. We are so excited. It will be the first ever drop-in live streaming studio. In fact, we have what I mean by that is if a musician or a comedian wants to just randomly go live, they can show up at the door. We'll buzz them in, even though we may not be there and everything's controlled in the cloud. Or we can do it there on site, of course. But we're very excited about our first, it's a late night show that's coming in. It'll be, I think, at 11 p.m. on Friday nights. It's called Never Heard of Them. And it's all New York local bands. It's kind of the indie band scene. It's going to be 15 minutes of interview with the band and 45-minute set. And that's the one that I can announce today. I can talk about that today. We're excited about that. And then we have some other content deals in the work and it works. And I can tell you our pillars for how we create and what content we create are comedy and music are the first two. The third will be travel. And so we're just embracing the indie content creator community. And my goal is to lead by example. We're not a content company. We're an enabling company. And if we can enable passionate young content creators, passionate content creators any age for that matter, to make the leap to streaming, then we're going to do it, and we're going to lead by example.
You wonder if, given the situation with Broadway, that whether Broadway showmakers, whether it's musicals or dramas or comedies, plays, et cetera, could use the studio as a way to either tape a performance or do a scene or maybe some scenes from their performance and do that as a special that could run on the service.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, with 55,000 people walking by per day, the studio is as much a billboard as it is a live streaming studio. And we fully want to embrace our neighborhood there at 6th Avenue and 38th Street. And so, yeah, what's happening in that neighborhood? You got the gang over at Drunk Shakespeare, maybe they'll pop over, after they finish their show and they'll talk. I mean, We call it life in real time, and we think that's really important where we just put people in front of the camera and we live stream them and we have some fun. And I mean, look, you can binge so many episodes of Yellowstone in a row and, you got to take a breather and you got to come back out and we want you to land on Zeem and we want to have something interesting for you to watch. And I think that's a great idea, Simon. We'll talk to the Broadway people about that.
If you get enough demand from independent, I understand it's going to be offered to independent producers and local talent. If you get enough demand, let's say, that the studio is filled to capacity, or a lot of the time is taken up, would you open up other cities, let's say in the other boroughs of New York City, let's say Brooklyn, Bronx, Staten Island, Queens, and maybe also even open studios in other parts of the country, let's say Chicago or Dallas, Texas, or Denver, Colorado, or even where you are in Wisconsin, let's say in Green Bay?
In fact, we have our second studio. We're already opening in Marion, Iowa. It's at the West End Diner in Marion, Iowa. It's kind of a mini Bryant Park, which is by you, Simon, Bryant Park there. And it's got pop-up shops, and it's got an open-air pavilion, and now it has a live Zeem streaming studio there. And the idea of going into that community is to say to them, all right, what's cool about your community, and what do you want to showcase for the rest of the world? Simon, there's one thing that I absolutely am certain of is that we're all from somewhere. And so why not give people the ability to stream content maybe from where they are or where they're from or where they're going? And so these studios are really to lead by example to help people see how easy it is to stream their communities to the world.
Zeem, Z-A-M is the programming service we are talking about today here on Smart TV Televised. It's available coast to coast on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. And we've got ThinkBack founder and chief executive Jack Perry with us live from Wisconsin this half hour to talk all about here on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon, I'm with you live from New York. Let's hear from you in our many minutes with Jack. Make that call, 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up in our next half hour, we will showcase a new series that's premiering next week on Great American Families. The first scripted series is called County Rescue. County Rescue is the name. We will talk from Nashville with its creator, Brian Barge, and from Indianapolis, Indiana, one of its co-stars, Brett Barbell. That's coming your way next half hour right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Also, classic trivia question of the week. Second time we're offering the question, which we started on Wednesday's episode. If your first correct answer, 7 prizes are in play. Now, you went around the country with a Super Bowl ad featuring John Stamos as your spokesman. Any word about how it turned out?
Okay. First of all, John Stamos is the most amazing human being. He's a great – he talks to so many generations, so he was the perfect person to become our spokesperson. And it's, the one number I can share with you is during the Super Bowl, right after the ad ran, and we bought it locally all over the country, right after the ad ran, we had 33,000 people live streaming our Zeem 360 band, which is the first ever mobile channel that, you know, it's Zeem streams everything that it sees. So within minutes, 33,000 people popped onto Zeem and started tuning into our band driving around Las Vegas showing the site. So we owned the second screen that night. So people were, of course, watching however it was they were watching the Super Bowl, but 33,000 were live streaming our van as it drove around Las Vegas during the Super Bowl. It was extraordinary. So if that's any indication of how – I think it is a great indication of how successful the campaign was.
Are there any plans to do a public event here in New York, let's say an upfront event? We're coming into upfront season. Upfront events are taking place starting in a couple of weeks with the Growth Fronts. Here in Manhattan. Any thoughts about Zeem getting involved with an event where you show advertisers, the press, and the public at the same time what this service is all about, where it's going?
We will. We will be putting together our own upfronts, details to come. But one detail I can share with you is we're going to live stream the entire day from a pub in our neighborhood. Again, we like neighborhoods on called Gabby O'Hara's 39th between 6th Avenue and Broadway. We're going to live stream from the pub the entire day, everything that's happening. We're going to let anyone who wants to look into an Irish pub in New York, because I'm sure you know, Simon, those can get a little crazy, especially on St. Paddy's Day. So we're going to do that, and that will be our first live event in and around the upfronts as they're coming, and we're very, very excited about it. We're thrilled that our friends at Gabby O'Hara's are willing to let us come in there and have some fun.
I noticed on your website that some of the stations are allowing you to run, when they run syndicated programming like Inside Edition, Entertainment Tonight, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and so on and so forth. Is that the case? And are you hearing from syndicators who may be looking at your service as a way to get their shows on the air by filling in time periods where they can't get on the local station.
Absolutely. My phone, since the launch of the ad and the rebrand, is resonating with a lot of folks, especially with the studios and the people who have the content. And so I think what you're going to see is not only are we filling those time slots, but we'll be stacking up other, you know, on-demand content of the syndicated player. And look, one of the most important things about how syndication works is that there's a local broadcaster in every market who's saying, hey, tune into this or tune into that. And so we're applying that notion to streaming so our broadcast partners can comfortably say, hey, if you want to watch Full House, as an example, tune in on my live streaming channel or my on-demand streaming channel. And that model works. It has worked for decades, and we're going to apply that to streaming and OTT.
As you know, Byron Allen has a service called Local Now. It's a multi-channel bundle that is hyper-local in nature, but they also do a wide variety of programming and from a wide variety of sources. Any thoughts about hooking up with them, either to use Zeem as part of their bundle or perhaps doing some programming sharing, where let's say some of the programs the unique programs you have can go on Local Now and vice versa?
So here's the thing that we learned. When we decided to lean in, we went out and did exhaustive research, and we said, you know, first of all, do viewers need a product that really focuses on local? The answer was yes. And then we went out and we researched, has anybody ever heard of ViewIt, or have they heard of Local Now? And it came back with absolute certainty that most 99% had never heard of either ViewIt or Local Now. And at that moment, I made the decision, I'm going to own local. Here's my competitive advantage. I own my own tech platform. So I can go very, very fast, and I can focus on building additional solutions that help broadcasters put even more content in. So that's going to be my focus. We'll build and we'll support fast channels, but when you come to Zeem, it's going to be a very, very personal experience, and it's going to have content that you can't get anywhere else.
Well, let's get in our remaining moments, let's get into that. How do you see this service evolving? For example, do you see at some point interactive television or the ability to do shoppable to put on shoppable ads where you can order products and services through the television set? How interactive could Zeem get either later this year or in coming years?
I think if we just look at what happened during the Super Bowl, that we had those 33,000 people tuned in on the second device, that pretty much proves that we have the ability to engage with the viewer on the second screen, and it's a whole lot easier to engage in making a purchase on the second screen, at least at the moment. And so, look, my very first company that I was CEO of was called Interactive Resources. I've been dabbling in interactive television since 1994, so it's a space that I know well. And the thing that we have to do is let the viewers decide how it is they want to engage with the content, how they want to engage with the advertiser, and how they want to make purchases. So I'll follow where things go and what viewer demand is. And one of the nice things of owning my own platform with Zeem and the engine behind it is I can watch how the viewers want the product to evolve, and I'm going to let the viewers evolve the product.
The name of the service is Zeem. It is playing on smart TV sets, smart devices, and multi-channel bundles. And if you want more details about the service and how you can check it out, there's two places to go online. One is www.zeem.com, and the other is get.zeem.com. That's get.zeem.com. Either way, you'll find out more about this service, now playing on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles near you. Jack Perry, the president, chief executive, and co-founder of SyncFact, the company behind Zeem, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on launching the service and on the Super Bowl ad with John Stamos that ran in stations across the country. And look forward to the upfront event, your debut on that score later this spring. And we'll stay in touch. And hopefully maybe if some of the people, if you're doing the Times Square series, I have to do series out of it, we'd love to have it on this program. Open invite for that.
You bet. Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jack. Simon. Take care. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jack Perry, founder and chief executive of SyncFact and Zeem, joining us live near Lake Superior in Wisconsin. More Tomorrow Be Televised coming your way after this message from Online Grocery Sun and Swell. Have you heard about Sun and Swell? It's the first online grocery store that brings you a fine line of healthy, great-tasting foods that come to you in plastic-free, compostable packaging, like rolled oats, trail mix, apple pie bars, energy pie, snack chips, nuts, and mango. And every item is 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, shop Sun and Swell. And when you do, you can get 20% off site-wide. All you got to do is go to sunandswellfoods.com, that's sunandswellfoods.com, and use the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order when you use the promo code TELEVISE, that's T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, at sunandswellfoods.com. When we come back, we will have the two key people from the new Great American Family scripted series, their first one, is County Rescue. We've got creator Brian Barr joining us from Nashville and co-star Brent Barbell from Indianapolis. They will join us after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogsofradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com, together reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Check out Post Time with the Greek. It's the weekly program that gets you up to date on all things sports. I'm sure that the Greek will have some wonderful commentary post-Super Bowl, what's going on with college basketball, men and women, NBA, NHL, et cetera, et cetera. Post Time with the Greek. You can check it out tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 8:30 a.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And don't forget, that's the George 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to our second half hour of a 90-minute edition of Tomorrow Be Televised, coming away live in vivo from New Web, New York. Coming up, I'm with you live from New York. If you have a question or comment for our guest coming away in the next half hour, give us a call, 646-522-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up later, before the top of the hour, we've got our classic trivia question of the week. If you're first with the answer, we give you 7 wonderful prizes. More about that before the top of the hour. Well, after 3 years of being a television network, Great American Family is finally getting into the world of scripted television. And next week, February 26th to be exact, their first scripted show will premiere. It's called County Rescue, and it's about the professional and the personal lives of people who are living as first responders, whether EMT, paramedics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The show will also be running starting on February 23rd on PureFlix, which is the service available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. Well, joining us live from two different locations are two key people involved in this series. First, from Nashville, Music City, USA, the creator, Brian Barnes. Brian, happy to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Simon. Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. And joining us live from Indianapolis, Indiana, one of the co-stars, Brett Barbell. Brett, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's good to hear from you.
Same here. Brian, we'll start with you. We were talking beforehand that this is not only Great American Family's debut into scripted television, it's your debut into scripted TV. I see you were doing films for a bit. What made you decide, hey, let me jump into the TV series world?
Yeah, it was really an exciting opportunity to do that for me. Like I said, I've spent most of my career in feature films and, you know, sometimes grew jealous that you could do more than 2 hours. So it was really fun to be able to launch into this, and was kindly asked by the producers and the executive producers involved to make the jump over. And it was a joy to just get to dive deeper into these characters like Brett's character Andy, and just take this more in-depth journey, you know, as TV often offers more ability to develop character. So that was great. It was really awesome to be able to do.
Well, Brian, what inspired the series? Did you have a personal encounter, either you and your family members, with a paramedic or with another first responder?
Well, really, they came to me with the idea. So the network had another show that was tangential to medical, and so they were really looking for some sort of medical drama because they thought that their audience would respond to that. And so the producers had come up with the idea and submitted it to the network, and they were the ones that said, yes, we'd love to do that. And then they came to me after that once they had the very rough idea of, hey, let's do something about EMT.
Brett, what was your road to getting this role?
I've been doing the acting and directing thing for a while now, and my agent reached out when she heard that they were casting for County Rescue, and I was fortunate to get an audition and land the role for Andy. And being that I'm only you know, 4.5 hours from Nashville. It was a nice, easy trip down to Nashville to link arms with everybody like Brian and bring the story to life.
And talk about Andy. What kind of character do you play?
Andy is, he's stuck in the 90s. He loves everything 90s. He's just so nostalgically anchored in that era of life, which was fun for me because that's the era that I grew up in. But he's a goofball. I mean, it's funny because he's the captain of the EMT group, and so he's supposed to be a little bit of a leader, but his way of leading is by providing this really fun atmosphere at headquarters in the midst of a job that can often be very heavy at times. And so his outlet is humor, is lightheartedness, but really Andy's main drive and focus is family, is community, is friendship. And so he really leans on these people that he works with as his core unit in life. And so you get to see, through the course of the episode, you'll get to see him being pulling a lot of pranks and being goofy, but at the same time, you get to see a more serious side of him and how he really cares for the people that he serves, but also the people that he works with.
Mm-hmm. Brian, talk about how this show operates, because this is a very ensemble-like show. It's like an ER or like Chicago PD, Chicago Med, which, of course, mm-hmm. is on NBC now back on Wednesdays. How did you formulate the show and try to showcase, you know, what's in the mindset of first responders and paramedics and EMT people, both on the job and off?
Yeah, I think, you know, much like many of the shows that have gone before, you know, I was excited to explore an ensemble cast and treat the audience to a number of different storylines and a number of diverse viewpoints on the job and diverse type of characters and personalities, because that, you know, just paints a fun picture of that world. And so a lot of it was honestly based on a lot of research and in talking to a lot of EMTs and interviewing them and spending a lot of time doing research with various EMTs all over the country. And so, like, for example, Brett's character Andy was inspired out of that, because so many of them were talking about how they were telling these jokes like right in the middle of the most intense situations, and that they often resorted to humor to take the intensity down. So I would say, you know, I always like to try to do stuff with as much research as possible, and then we kindly had people there with us every day to make sure we were doing it accurately. So yeah, hopefully that answers your question. But yeah, you know, we're drawing upon the inspiration of many great works before us, and then also trying to do what we could uniquely do in this world.
Brent, in researching your character before you faced the cameras, did you have a chance to talk to paramedics or EMT where you are or near where the set is, and sort of get into their mindset?
A lot of it was for me was scouring YouTube and finding some different videos that were online of people talking about their life as an EMT first responder. I have some friends who operate in that world, and just my job was really thinking about who these people are outside of the actual task itself of being those first responders. And like, these people have home lives, they have families, they have friendships, and a lot of that plays into the storyline with all of the different storylines that Brian has created. And so when you really start to get into it, it's less about the mechanics of what does knowing the lingo and knowing how to bandage a wound and all of those different types of things, which is important. But it's really about bringing to life that these are just real, honest human beings who love to serve people and to offer up help for those who are in need. And so it was a really interesting exploration into the heart of people, why we are the way that we are and why we do the things that we do. And you get to see that with the variety of characters that we have represented in the story. It's a really wide exploration of different ups and downs for all of them.
County Rescue. It's the first original scripted series from Great American Family, which has been on cable, satellite, and in some cases smart TV sets and devices for about 3 years. It will premiere on Great American Family on February 26th. That's a week from Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And if you don't want to wait till then, you can also catch it February 23rd, that's next Friday, 1 week from today, on PureFlix, which is the Great American service from GAC Media that's available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. We've got the creator of the series, Brian Bard from Nashville, Tennessee, co-star Brett Barbell from Minneapolis, Anna, and you right here this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon, I'm with you live from New York, 42 degrees at the bottom of the hour. We want to hear you. So if you're listening, make a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you catch us with the country around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, or get into our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it at the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And coming up in our final half hour, we will have our regular feature, Show to Know, and in this case, a new BET Plus movie that's premiering next week that may be their best yet, and it could be, if somebody gives it a push, an Emmy Award nominee in the made-for-TV movie category, and other categories too. It's called Kemba. I saw it last night here in New York at the School of Visual Arts Theater in Midtown Manhattan, and it really is a very special show that deals with a number, not just one, a number of very important issues, including the criminal justice system. We'll have that for you. Plus, we'll have our regular Friday feature, Takeaway of the Week. It's all about Xbox and what they had to say yesterday, which left me with the impression, does Xbox really know what time it is when it comes to maybe putting their games on smart TV sets and devices without a console? More about that in our next half hour. Brian, let's talk about the series. What kind of storylines do your characters get involved with?
Oh, man. Do you want me to give them all away? We don't want to give away the surprise.
You don't need spoilers in.
Yes. No, we'll make it spoiler-free. But, you know, there's several. There's a character dealing the main A-plot thrust is deals with these three younger EMTs that are all they're all vying for one job and one spot in the different challenges they have when competing against each other and becoming friends. And then there's other storylines with some of the paramedics dealing with the stress of the job and the fallout from trying to hold it all together during the intensity, and other characters that are dealing with trying to mentor and, like Brett referenced earlier, trying to keep this group together during some of the difficult times and keep the family and the team together. So those are a few. And then it launches out into some of their family lives in a few of the characters. And so we get to see lots of different plot lines.
Mm-hmm. Brett, where did you film this? And did you have a chance to go out on paramedic assignments, you know, as part of your character?
So I do have a couple different scenes where I get to go out on in the field, so to speak. But the majority of my scenes took place at headquarters because, being the captain, I got to kick back, throw my feet up on the table while everybody else did the dirty work, and I got to just hang out a lot and, you know, eat some donuts, play some cards, things like that. But we shot it in and around the Nashville, Tennessee area, and so it was a sweat box most days. We were at a real EMT headquarters for where we built our sets. And so it was in the heat of summer, and we had a lovely visitation from some birds that decided to nest in the walls of our set while we were shooting and while we're sweating bullets. And it was a lot of fun. We really bonded, not just as a cast but also as a crew, over the course of about 5 weeks as we shot this in Nashville, and really great talent that's going to be on full display for everyone to see, both behind and in front of the camera.
Yeah. Brian, how much Nashville talent did you use both on and off camera? And also, let's get to that, and I'll get into the writing of the show.
Yeah, I would say almost entirely our crew was Nashville-based, and then, you know, just because we were looking for certain types of actors and whatnot, our cast was from all over the place. And so we had actors from California and Brett from Indiana and some wonderful actors from Florida and North Carolina. So we really, and Atlanta, of course, provided several ones as well, because there's so much great talent there also. So, and then of course from Nashville as well. So yeah, we really had a lot of states represented with our cast.
Mm-hmm. And what about the writing? Did you write all the episodes, or did you have some other people co-write with you? And did you use a consultant, a first responder or EMT paramedic consultant who could, let's say, go over the scripts in terms of jargon you use or techniques?
Yeah. We were very fortunate to work with a woman named Rachel Day, who had worked on some other paramedic shows out of Los Angeles. And she was a paramedic for, I believe, 10 years before she and got into the entertainment industry being a consultant on other paramedic shows. So she was invaluable. So she and I did the bulk of the work, and I would say I did the majority of the non-EMT writing, and then, you know, we would work on what the emergencies were, and she would go over them to make sure they were authentic. And then also on set, like I said, every day we pretty much had paramedics that were with us that are from Nashville and from the location that we shot, and they were so kind to help us through all the scenes. As you know, it's different once you can write it on the page, but then you have to go act it out. And so anytime we were around an ambulance or doing an emergency, we had EMTs guiding us and guiding the actors and people like Brett that were performing so that it was all accurate.
Brett, tell us about your castmates. How do you, you know, develop chemistry with them? What kind of roles do they have? You got a pretty big ensemble cast.
Yeah, this one was a special one for me. I've been a part of a few ensembles before, and you never know quite how it's going to go in, you know, your first couple days meeting people. And boy, we clicked really fast, all of us across the board. We really just had a comfortability with each other right from the get-go. And I think a lot of that has to do with Brian just being a really great director. I'm not saying that just to kiss his butt. I'm saying that because he's really great. And I think that we also had a lot of time while we were on set because of it being such a large ensemble. You know, we were all needed on set almost every day, but then, you know, only a couple characters are filming while the rest of us are waiting for our next scene. And so you get to know each other's what their lives are like, what their likes, their dislikes. And we just got real close real fast. And so that, I think that helps dramatically when you see us all on screen. It looks like a cohesive unit that's been working together for a long time. And that's just kind of the cool magic of filmmaking. And in many ways, it's like a camp-like experience. You summer camp all over again. You get to meet new people and get to rub shoulders with them for a few weeks. And we have some unbelievable talent in this cast. I mean, Julia, who is our lead, who plays Danny, she's just phenomenal. Such a natural actress, and can really does a great job of bringing her story to life, but then being kind of the glue that holds a lot of the story together as we're all kind of going in and out of her storyline. I was blessed to work opposite Kristen Ouellette, who plays my wife in the film. She plays Ashley, and she's one of those mentor-type characters that Brian was mentioning before, who really brings Danny under her wing and tries to show her the ropes and guide her in her journey of those questions of, you know, what am I supposed to do in this life? Is this really what my purpose is in life? And some of those questions that I think all of us wrestle with it from time to time. And then you've got a plethora of other, you know, quirky characters and quiet characters and all kinds of things in between. And so it's a really fun cast. I think that a lot of people who watch the show will be able to point to the screen and say, boy, I'm like that, or that's how I would react if I was in that situation. And we hope that it's a story that can inspire people, can bring hope to people, and encourage them in their day-to-day life.
Julia, we should point out, is Julia Riley, and some of the other members of the cast are Riley Ho, Percy Bell, Kristen Waller, Stacey Patino, Jim Ross, California's Angel Louise, Curtis Colbert, and or Courtier Tobler, excuse me, and you also have a music star, Colton Dixon. How fun was that?
That was a fantastic day for me.
Yeah, you'll get to see what Brett does with Colton. But no, Colton Dixon had been on American Idol, and we were thankful to have him. And just being in Nashville, you know, having the story set roughly around Nashville, we wanted to include some music people in the experience. So we'll let audiences get surprised by what happens with him.
Brian Barg is the creator of County Rescue. Brett Barlow is one of the co-stars. They're joining us respectively from Nashville, Tennessee, and Indianapolis, Indiana this half hour here on Tomorrow Televised. County Rescue, the first original scripted series on Great American Family, premieres on February 26th. That's a week from Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. And you can also catch it earlier, if you like, on PureFlix, February 23rd. That's next Friday. And don't forget that Great American Family runs basically on cable and satellite, and PureFlix on smart TV sets, smart devices, and both appear on multi-channel bundles. And we love hearing from you in our remaining minutes with both of our guests. Simon App, I'm with you live from New York. This is Tomorrow Be Televised, the Pro About TV's current and future. We're normally with you Mondays and Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and Tune Radio. We're also catching you on podcasts and on our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com. And I want to let you know that we will not be with you Monday live because of President's Day. We hope you have a fantastic extended weekend. So we'll be with you on Tuesday and Friday of next week. And coming away on Tuesday, we'll introduce you to a brand new network that launched this week, the Advocate Fast Channel. It's a channel aimed at the gay, lesbian, transgender population. We will talk with George Manny. He is the co-founder and chief executive of the company's organized venture, Infinity Partnerships. That's coming your way Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here exclusively on Tomorrow Be Televised. Brian, you're in a very unique position here because this is your entry into television as a series creator and maker. It's also Great American Family's entrance into scripted television as a maker of series. What's it been like to work with them and to get their support and also, you know, get the confidence like, you know, with all eyes on you, you can pull this through?
Well, you know, they've been really so complimentary and kind to all of us, you know, the cast and crew and very encouraging. So, I mean, I think really they were so kind to just kind of let us do our thing for the most part. And then obviously they're doing an amazing job marketing and getting it out to their audience. And we just hope that we can serve their audience well, and give them something that, like Brett had said before, that can put a smile on their face and give them hope for tomorrow. So that's really what we hope to do and join arms with them. So it has been great to have their support, and we look forward to serving their audience.
And Brett, what has it been like for you and the cast to do the show out of Nashville, which I believe this is the first scripted drama series to be done out of Nashville in quite some time?
The word that keeps coming to my mind is it's a humbling honor. I wanted to be an actor from the time that I was little. I've had a very unconventional journey to get to where I'm at, and so to be a part of a scripted series that's a first original series for Great American Family is just an honor above all else. I'll never forget the day that I got the call from my agent that she said that I got cast. I was convinced that, you know, it was going to go to somebody else, but to have the support of Brian and the producers was just really, really overwhelming for me. And the thing that I loved about shooting it in Nashville was everybody there loves storytelling. They're veterans, they're professionals, they do this, you know, kind of all over the country. But being able to do it in their own backyard was really, really special for them, I know. And for me, I always loved traveling, and so I was blessed to be able to have my wife and kids with me during the course of my time on set, and we got to see the Nashville area and explore in Brentwood and Franklin and just kind of make ourselves at home. It was just a beautiful time with my family, and also being able to create a show that I know is going to bring a lot of hope to people who watch it. It's going to make them laugh. It's going to make them cry. Good crying,
Brett,
not bad crying.
Brett will make you laugh. He's funny.
Brian gave me lots of room to ad-lib on set, and so I got to, especially in the background. You have to watch me when I'm in the background. There's lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. What were you voted in high school or something? Your wife
I was the class clown when I was in junior high, for sure.
Yeah, so it's coming out. It's coming out in this show.
Yeah.
County Rescue, the first original scripted series from Great American Family owned by GAC Media. It premieres a week from Monday, February 26th, 8 p.m. Pacific time on your local cable or satellite service. So find out whether GAC is available in your area on cable and satellite. It's also available on multi-channel bundles as well, and in some cases, smart TV sets and smart TV devices in your area. And if you don't want to wait until next Monday, catch it this coming Friday, a week from today, at February 23rd on PureFlix. That is the special channel available on only smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles, owned in part by GAC Media and part by Sony. And if you want to know more about the series and about Great American Family's programming and PureFlix's programming, here's where you go online, www.greatamericanfamily.com. That's www.greatamericanfamily.com. And www.pureflix.com. That's www.pureflix.com. County Rescue, premiering on both services in the coming week. Brian Barnes, the creator out of Nashville, Tennessee. Brett Barbell, one of the co-stars out of Minneapolis. Thank you both very much for coming on. Congratulations on getting the show off the ground. Congratulations, Brian, on this being your debut in the world of television. Hopefully what happens next week is the beginning of a super career for you in the media.
Yeah, well, thanks, Simon. Yeah, it's an honor to be on with an expert like you, and just thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It is a pleasure all the way. Brett, all the kudos to you and your fellow castmates. Hopefully a great and long run with the series.
That's our hope, too.
And both of you have a fantastic weekend. Take care.
All right. You too. Thanks, Simon.
You're very, very welcome. Brian Barnes from Nashville, Tennessee, Brett Barbell from Indianapolis, right here this half hour on Tomorrow will be televised. And before the top of the hour, let's bring you our classic trivia question, which we introduced on Wednesday's episode. If you are first with the correct answer by email, you'll win 7 wonderful prizes, including the 2024 American Express Pocket Calendar. We've got a free Redbox movie night from Crackle Connect, a free Uber card from AMC Networks, 2 wonderful musical CDs, Chicago's greatest hits with songs like Saturday in the Park, and If You Leave Me Now, and Lifetime's wonderful Women in Rock CD with great artists like Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox, Redmond, Linda Ronstadt, Laura Branigan, The Pretenders, and much, much more. And 2 wonderful books, Jeff Melvoin's Running the Show, Television Inside. Jeff, of course, the writer and showrunner on Northern Exposure, other TV shows as well, Emmy Award winner, was on the program last fall. And also on the program last fall, UCSC, University of Southern California professor David Craig. His new book is Apocalypse Television, How the Day After. That's the ABC movie that marks 40th anniversary since its premiere back in the 1980s. How the Day After helped end the Cold War. All of that can be yours if you know the answer to the following question. How many children did the Waltons have? How many children did the Waltons have? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you are first with the correct answer, you will win all 7 of those prizes. Remember, we're taking only email entries only, and make sure you put your name and your mailing address with email. Also, if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow, Saturday morning, on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, here's the question. How many children did the Waltons have? Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. First correct answer on the email wins. So in order to win, you got to be in. So turn on your TV trivia smarts today. Sooner the better. And, of course, all the very best. We come back. We'll have 2 of our regular features. First, a show to know. Have a chance to see a new BET Plus movie that premieres next week. It's a stunner. It's called Kemba, and we'll tell you all about it and what we plan to do to highlight this film down the road. Plus, we will also have our regular Takeaway of the Week Friday feature, and our question for that time around, does Xbox really know what time it is when it comes to putting your product on smart TV sets and devices without a console like yours? We'll talk about that after we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogs.radio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com, together reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you missed Blog Talk Radio's Bob Marley tribute special earlier in the week, well, there's another one coming your way tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. That's the Bob Marley tribute special tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, remember, Blog Talk Radio comes your way 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to our final half hour of Tomorrow Be Televised, coming away live from New Haven, York. And this half hour of our program is brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. We welcome those of you just joining us at the top of the hour. Simon Alvin with you live from the Big Apple, 41 degrees and nice and sunny here in the New York City metro area. I hope it's a great day, coming into a great weekend for any of you out there, you, and especially you out there. And we want you to hear what we've got to hear. And if you have a question or a comment, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. It's 646-652-2906. That is the number you use, 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us. Cut around the globe. You're on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. And we also have our chat room business. We'd like to hear your thoughts that way as well and see them as well on my computer screen. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And we're going to start this half hour off with a regular feature we call A Show to Know, where we highlight a program that we know is worth your while, and you might not know about it because it's not well marketed, promoted, or publicized, or falls on the radar screen of TV critics and journalists. Next week, February 22nd to be exact, that's next Thursday, BET Plus will premiere its latest made-for-TV movie, and it very well is, by far, personal thought, their best. It's called Kemba, and it's a program that is stunning to watch, and it covers quite a bit of bases, everything from domestic violence to women in prison to the injustices of mandatory minimum sentencing. And it's a story that, as Orson Welles would say, is all true. And the person that it happened to is a woman by the name of Kemba Smith. She was a college student at Hampton University in Virginia. She fell in love with someone and found out, to her chagrin, that he was a drug kingpin. And when Kemba learns about the identity of her boyfriend, she becomes a victim of domestic violence and sexual assault. And what happens is that ultimately she is arrested for being a co-conspirator to drug trafficking, even though she never dealt or handed drugs. And things get worse when her boyfriend is killed in a shooting. And at the time, this was in the 1990s, mandatory minimum sentencing was a big aspect of the war on drugs. It was basically all for one, no exceptions, no matter what the circumstances. And because of some legal immaneuvering, if you will, or immaturity, if you will, what tried to be a two-year sentence turned out to be a nearly quarter-century sentence. However, thanks to the work of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, which was founded by former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall like 70, 80 years ago, and her parents, Gus and Odessa Smith, Kemba was able to get out of prison after 6.5 years, by the skin of her teeth, if you will, because it wasn't through an appeal of her case. It was through former President Bill Clinton in one of his last acts in office, giving her and others clemency. It's an amazing movie. It's put together by a wonderful director named Kelly Khalil. Christine Swanson is the writer. And Kemba Smith herself now is a wife, mother, criminal justice advocate, and more, was one of the executive producers. Nesta Cooper plays Kemba and plays her very, very well. And Sadiq Sunderson plays Khalif, her boyfriend, in what I think is an astounding supporting performance. Her parents are played by Michelle Hurd. Many of you may know her as one of the co-stars of the first couple of seasons of Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And Gus Smith is played by Sean Patrick Thomas. Remember a movie called Save the Last Dance, made by MTV? Had a good run in theaters. It's been playing on MTV and VH1 and other Paramount-owned networks ever since. He played the boyfriend of Julia Stiles, the star of the film. Well, he's in this, and he gives a marvelous performance as Gus Smith, often stunning. It is a terrific movie. It's entertaining. It makes a lot of points. and it really delivers the goods. It is a biopic in every sense of the word. And when you consider Kemba herself was one of the executive producers, it is as true to her experience as you can get. And it really gives you a lot of very interesting facts about the case that you might not know before, even if you had read a magazine story that was published shortly after Kemba got the news that she would be in prison for 24 and a half years. And I want to give you, by the way, some very interesting statistics that I learned from the screening last night of this film at the School of Visual Arts Theater, wonderful theater in Midtown Manhattan. African-American women are 1.6 times more likely to be incarcerated as white women. Last year, 172,700 women, including women of color, were incarcerated. And many of them were incarcerated for trafficking charges similar to Kemba's situation, which involved unique non-occurrences of mandatory minimum sentencing. Here's something else. According to the 2020 census, African-American women comprise 7.7% of the population, 15.3% of the female population in this country, and 29% of incarcerated women in 2020, 29% were African-American or black. And I mentioned that 172,000 women and girls are now incarcerated in prisons around the country. Back in 1980, 40 years ago, that number, that universe, was 26,326. I have to tell you, I was very moved by this movie and by everybody involved with it. And if you were at the screening, you had the opportunity to meet Kemba in person and her parents, who are extraordinary, unconditional, lovely parents, and many of the key cast members, and also the key woman at the time who headed the Legal Defense Fund. It was a very poignant and a very, very, very moving and inspiring panel session afterwards. And I'd like to congratulate BET Plus for making the movie with an organization known as MPI Original Films, which does movies made for TV and theatrical that deal with social issues. Again, the movie is going to be presented on BET Plus. That's available. That's the mega content version of BET. That's available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles next Thursday, February 22nd. It will, however, get a special premiere on BET in March. And I want you to know that we were so inspired by this film and what it did and how it was made, and by Kemba herself, that we have sent out an open invitation already to Kemba, to Nesta Cooper, who played her in the film, and to Kelly Cully, the director, to come on this program. And if they do, we will do a full 45 minutes to an hour interview with them about the making of this, about Kemba's own situation, and where things stand now. You should also know that Kemba, among other things, is trying to get a fellow inmate that she was with, a woman named Michelle, who was also put in prison on similar drug trafficking charges for life. That's right, for life. Not just 24 and a half, for life. And she is still there. And there is an effort now to try to get her clemency, similar to what Kemba got under former President Bill Clinton. It should be pointed out that under current law, if the current president does not give her clemency, Michelle clemency, they have to wait all over again until a new president comes in and start from square one with the process. So we will keep you posted on when we get Kemba and Khalil and Kelly and Nesta to come on the program. Again, we have made the offer. We're waiting word. I hope we'll get word early next week or over the weekend. And we suggested possibly next Thursday or Friday. But anytime they would like to come on, we will have them on. We will do a 45-minute to an hour interview, and we'll do it live so that you can call in and speak with Kemba directly. I think you will find her a very inspiring person, and I think you will find this movie a marvelous, marvelous. I think it's one of the best made-for-TV movies so far this year. And I'm also suggesting, and I have made suggestions to people at MPI and BET, that, first of all, they get in touch with the TV Academy and make sure that they enter this in the Emmy Awards this coming September, and which will be on ABC. And secondly, that they talk to the Paley Center for Media to do a screening of the film in both Los Angeles and or New York. They just did it in New York, of course, earlier this month for Genius MLK/X. It was very well done. Jerika Duncan from CBS Weekly News and CBS Morning did a great job monitoring the panel, and they should do the same thing with this particular film. I think they'll draw a very good crowd for it. So I hope they'll take that request in hand. And we'll keep you posted how it turns out. I also know that there's a joint effort, BET Plus and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and another organization too, to do a special set of screenings of this movie among historically black colleges and universities. Again, the film is called Kemba. It starts Thursday, February 22nd on BET Plus, available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. It will then premiere on BET next month, and we'll let you know when the exact date is when we get word. If you want more details about the film, go to www.bet.plus. That's www.bet.plus or KembaMovie.com, K-E-M-B-A, movie, KembaMovie.com. And if you want more details about the great work that the Legal Defense Fund of the NAACP does all around the country, go to NAACPLDF.org. That's NAACPLDF.org. And again, kudos to everybody involved in the making of this very, very important made-for-TV movie. Way to go, BET Plus. Way to go, everybody involved. Let's hope that it gets recognized, including an Emmy Award or two or more later this year. And when it comes to ideas for this particular feature, we want to hear from you. Is there a show to know that you like or you know it's coming up and it's not getting enough attention? Well, we want to give it attention like we just did with Kemba. And in order to do that, we have to hear from you. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Let us know the name of the show, movie, special, whatever, where it's going to be on, when it's going to be on, who's involved, and why it should be considered a show to know. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you, that's right, you, get the credit. So we've got to hear from you, so make it happen. simonapple04@yahoo.com. Email me. And sooner we do, sooner we consider your suggestion for a show to know. In a moment, our takeaway of the week. And on this Friday, we got a question for Xbox. Does Xbox really know what time it is when it comes to putting their product on smart TV sets and devices without a console? I'll address that question and why, and offer why it may not have been addressed when Xbox had their podcast on YouTube yesterday. We'll get to that after we get to this from Wild. Are you out to make your personal well-being more natural and eco-friendly? Well, I got a suggestion for you. Give Wild a try. I have. It's terrific. It's easy to go on. It's not sticky, and it leaves you feeling great with a wonderful scent. Great freshness, too. Wild deodorant has natural ingredients that freshen you anytime for any occasion, and it comes in a variety of scent and color combinations like jasmine and mandarin blossom or fresh cotton and sea salt. There's no harsh chemicals to fret about, and if you want a refill, it gets delivered right to your door. Also, you can get a special personalized jar, cap, I should say, a personalized thing where you put the refill in and take it out. It's easy to put on, put in, and it works absolutely dynamite. So here's my suggestion for you. Go Wild today. When you do, you get a special discount, 20%, that's 25% off your order. First order, use the promo code SimonApple04 at checkout. That's SimonApple, number zero, number four at checkout. And to do it, go to wearewild.com. That's wearewild.com. You get that 25% discount off your first order when you do. And when you do, use that promo code SimonApple04. That's SimonApple04 at checkout. So enjoy by going wild with Wild. It's the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. Now it's time for our regular Friday feature, the takeaway of the week, where we showcase a development or two that we know is worth your while. And it's a development that takes place this week that we think you all should keep in front of your mind as something that may just very well impact how you watch and use television near or far down the road. Our takeaway of the week is in the form of a question. Does Xbox really know what time it is? I'm using the Chicago song as a metaphor. does Xbox really know what time it is? And the idea for this development came from a live podcast on YouTube that I saw yesterday. Xbox, the week before, had suggested that they were going to do a business update as on their podcast to talk about where Xbox is going and what new games they're going to be running, especially since they've just acquired one of the top game makers around, Activision Blizzard. Well, I saw that it happened yesterday, and on the line in front of people was Phil Spencer. He's the chief executive officer of Microsoft Gaming, and Sarah Bond, the president of Xbox. They and somebody else was interviewed by someone, I guess, who was part of Microsoft or Xbox as well. And what Phil Spencer had to say was interesting. You're going to see big games running on multiple platforms. And he sees an era coming where fewer and fewer games exist on just one device. And Sarah Bond, the president of Xbox, was saying that one of the mandates now, especially in light of the acquisition of Activision Blizzard, was to get Xbox games to as many platforms as possible. In fact, they hinted that four games, not big ones, but good ones, were going to run on other platforms, at least on a trial basis in the very near future. Now, that was great. And here's what didn't get covered. It's probably one of the biggest trends right now impacting television, which is video games playing on smart TV sets and smart TV devices where you don't need a console, an Xbox, a PlayStation, Nintendo, to use them. All you need is your voice, a voice remote, and or a joystick. Why? Because those smart TV sets and devices that will bring the games to you are using artificial intelligence software embedded in the device to make that ability possible, the ability to control the game and how you play it with your voice remote, or a joystick that you aim at the set. Last year, Samsung and LG established game hubs. In the case of Samsung, you can play thousands, a super choice of video games, really good ones, including Fortnite, on your television set using that joystick. LG now allows you to play lots of games through their game hub. In fact, they just added new games right before CES last month. And Roku now gives you the ability to play versions of Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and other games on your television set with your voice or a voice remote. So it left me wondering, why isn't Xbox talking about this? Why isn't Xbox, which has a service called Game Pass, why aren't they exploring, at least in public, the idea of taking their games on smart television sets and smart TV devices without having to use a console? And not only that, but the ability to sell advertising in or around the games in that fashion. Indeed, over the last couple of years, the Interactive Advertising Bureau has explored that possibility in public with an event called Playfronts. Last year, I went for the first time. It was here in New York near Rockefeller Center, and it was where I saw and played the game hub of Samsung. I played an auto racing game and even tried a little Fortnite. Incidentally, Samsung is one of the few smart TV set device makers where you can actually use Twitch on your smart TV set or smart device from Amazon. Now, I wish I could have asked them that question, and we found out, oh, guess what? The program was taped. We thought it was live. It was not. It was taped. I don't know how far in advance, whether it was early in the day or not. So all I could do was to raise some questions on the YouTube feed. And haven't heard back from anybody yet. So it raises the question, does Xbox really know what time it is? Well, I would suggest it is time to really explore and to act on the idea of putting your games on smart TV sets and devices. Now that Samsung and LG have hubs, Roku has games, and goodness knows, Telly, by the way, the TV set we've talked about over the last year that wants to become the iPhone Intelligent, they've now introduced games on their television set you can play with your voice. And again, it's using artificial intelligence built inside the TV set and built inside the apps. So I have a request for Xbox. Show up next month at Playfronts from Interactive Ad Bureau. Go to IAB.com, show up, and let's connect. let's check out what Samsung. I'm sure Samsung will have a demo. When they had one last year, it was packed to the gills throughout the entire 2 days. See who else shows up with television games that you play on your smart theater device. And meet and greet people. Find out what's going on. Don't blow the opportunity. Why? Because games are really starting to take off as an interactive medium. Interactive playing, interactive advertising, and maybe a way to do shoppable ads too. So Xbox, let's see you next month at PlayFronts. And you're welcome to come on. And by the way, if Phil Spencer of Microsoft Gaming or Sarah Bond of Xbox wants to come on the program, you are welcome to. We'd love to have you. And we'd love to explore where your head is at and whether it is time for you guys to be involved, like others, in the whole video game fraternity that's more and more becoming a smart TV and set attraction without having to pay hundreds of bucks for a console. Take the request on. Love to have you. Jump on in. The water is getting very, very hot, and it promises to get hotter. And that is our takeaway of the week. Well, again, I want to thank our guests for being here today and all of you for tuning in as well. Again, oh, by the way, we just got Snowman James just entered our chat room, and he gave us the wonderful yellow thumbs up. Thank you, Snowman, for being in. We'll keep the line open for another minute or two, so if you have a question or comment about what I just said about games, video games, or our takeaway of the week, or our show to know about Kemba, put it in the room or give us a call. We'll be happy to have you. We'll give you like another minute or two to check out if you like. And thank you again for the wonderful yellow thumbs up. Snowman James, one of our wonderful chat room regulars, and we do appreciate him. And, of course, all of you for tuning in. One more time, I want to remind you about Kemba. That's our show to know. It starts next Thursday, February 22nd, on BET+. That's available on smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles. That's BET's mega content service. And then it will premiere on BET next month. And we'll keep you posted about how it's doing. And again, we've invited Kemba Smith, as well as Nesta Cooper, who played her in the film, as well as director Kelly Khalil, to be on the program, or Kelly Cali, I should say, to be on the program. So we'll let you know what happens. We will be with you next Tuesday and Friday. No show Monday. That's President's Day. I want to have you enjoy a super three-day weekend. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. And joining us on Tuesday, we will be talking about the new Advocate Fast channel that premiered earlier this week in the gay, lesbian, transgender community. We'll talk to the co-founder and chief executive of Infinity Partnerships, the company organizing this venture, George Manny. And we'll let you know over the weekend if we have other guests that will be coming on both next Tuesday and Friday. 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. And one more time, let's give you the classic trivia question. There we go. Classic trivia question. And that is, how many children did the Waltons have? How many children did the Waltons have? Yes, we're including John Boyd. Give us email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name, where you're emailing from. Don't get a winner by the end today. Post the question tomorrow on Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook with Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. How many children did the Waltons have? Our next winner could be you. So get your TV trivia smarts turning on. You could be our next winner. Do so now. And, of course, all the very best. One more time, thank you, our guests, for being here, all of you for tuning in. We really appreciate you, whether you listen to us live or on podcast. And remember, if you came in late on today's episode, you want to catch up an episode you missed, go to that homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out our website, too. It's tomorrowwebetelevised.com from the great people at On Podium. Tomorrow will be televised, all one phrase.com. And if you want to connect with us, look for the chat function at the bottom of the screen. If we use a thought from you through the chat, we will, of course, give you the credit on the air. And as always, we appreciate hearing you. You make this program fly, as well as all the other great shows here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker and Tuner Radio, and all of our podcast shows too. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Love to get your questions about the show, thoughts about our guests, thoughts about yours truly, and covering television. And we'd love to hear your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going. That's, again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also communicate by social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, or X. Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook and LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, however you communicate with me, I promise to communicate back with you within 24 hours. That is our promise to you. We've had it all along. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not those of Blog Talk Radio, nor the distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provider On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost, Guitar Fakus, is our web coordinator. Broadway Televised was brought to you by Wild, the reusable, refillable, natural deodorant that's kind to your body and the planet. And by online grocery Sun and Swell, which offers a world of delicious snacks and fancy faves anytime. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you very much for your listening. Have a fantastic President's Day weekend. We're back with you on Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and over our podcast and web destinations. Whatever you're doing this President's Day weekend, please make it safe, make it fun, make it great for you and those you love. And remember, let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.